Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Me! Hacker, to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Perfect world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time.
Adventures in cyberspace,
the chase is on.
Mind control, evaporation rays, cough-inducing condiments. Ah, this was sheer genius. Invisible robotic lice. Try getting those out of your hair. Oh, all these wonderfully wicked ideas wasting away in this file cabinet. Why?
Because I don't have the money to make them happen.
He's so cute.
Look, look! He's playing with his whittle ball.
Quiet!
You simpering simpletons. Can't you see I'm bemoaning my unrealized potential?
Boss, you gotta see this!
Yeah, so nauseatingly cute. People actually watch this.
Oh, yeah. It's the most popular video on CyberTube.
I wonder what people would pay to see the real thing. This just might be the way to fund my most prized plans.
Yep, Mary's garden is going to be perfect once this arch is finished.
Perfect in perfectamundo. How perfect?
Let's see. All that's left to do is insert the keystone. The keystone is the piece at the top of the arch that keeps all the other pieces in place. Here it is!
It's heavy! I think I popped a spring!
Motherboard!
Cyber Squad! Go to the island of Megabase! Ecosystem being destroyed! Find the captain!
Did any of you catch that?
Only that there's a serious problem on some island called Megabase.
Megabase, Megabase. I know that name from somewhere. Hello, Megabase.
First thing we need to do is find the captain.
Tavas, what brings ye to Megabase?
Motherboard sent us to help you.
Ye must be the Cyber Squad, then. Thank Neptune you're here. I'm Captain Ebenezer Scuttlebutt, and this is Ditto, me trusty mate.
Don't I know you? Is there an echo in here?
Don't pay him no mind. He's just being a parrot.
So what's the problem, Captain?
Oh, it's terrible. Just terrible. The bay's gone bad. The kelp's washing up on the shore. The fish are leaving. The birds have nothing to eat. Well, look at this wee little pelican. I call him Petey. I've been feeding him myself. That's how bad it is.
He's so cute.
The bay looks normal to me.
Look closer.
Man, what's all that brown stuff?
Kelp. But it's supposed to be under the water, not floating on top and rotting on the beach.
Now I know why I remember the name Megabase. I've been here before. Look! It's me!
Well, that was taken years ago. You're standing with me, Pa.
I think I got some old photos here somewhere. Ah, here we go. That's me on the beach. That's me with a crab on my beak. And that's me swimming in Big Bay. Wonder who took the photo?
Took the photo?
Yeah, who took the... Hey, wait! It was you, Ditto! You took it!
Wow! It looks like an underwater forest!
What is? A forest filled with tons of life. And now, it be dying. Me pa took good care of the bay. But me, I ain't worthy of the scuttlebutt name.
Don't worry, Captain. We're gonna find out what's wrong with that bay and fix it.
Right, but how?
Build it, and they will come.
What are you two dumb buckets waiting for? Build it!
We're building!
Boost, where do you want to put the main stage?
Over there. No, over there's better. No, to the left. Wait, no, to the right. Ow!
Okay, what do we know so far?
Kelp is washing up on the beach.
And what do we know about kelp?
It's supposed to be under the water. See?
Check it out. It looks like the kelp was attached to the rocks underwater.
So why isn't the kelp attached to the rocks anymore?
Only one way to find out.
Ah, the Tin Lizzy. A finer vessel never scoured the depths.
On your way, little guy. We've got work to do.
We'll be in constant contact with you, up in the lighthouse.
Dad! Dive!
Tin Lizzy to lighthouse! Tin Lizzy to lighthouse!
Do you read me?
Loud and clear. What do you see?
It's more like a desert than a forest. Just a few stalks of kelp.
What about sea stars, snails, barnacles? See any of them?
Let's see. There's a sea star.
And there's another one. Oh, and there's a sea urchin. And one,
two, three snails.
Hang on, Inez. I can't remember all that. We'd better record how much there is of each thing.
Yeah, that way we can compare it to the photo.
Compare it to the photo?
I just said that.
They can't be down there too long, you know. The Lizzie has only so much air.
Now you tell us.
Jack!
Remember when we had to figure out how many penguins there were? But we couldn't count them all, so we had to take a sample.
Yeah!
We made a grid and just counted the penguins that were in that one square.
All we need is something to make the square with. Bingo!
Okay, Jax, start writing. One stalk of kelp, two sea stars, one snail. Oh, there's another sea star.
Three sea stars. Wait, is that number the kelp or the snail? Hold on, I'm getting confused.
Too bad you don't have a graph.
Graph!
Did you say graph?
We both did.
Great plan. That way, I can keep track, and we can see the results. Species this way, the number of each this way. Okay, Inez, I am organized and ready. Start counting.
One stalk of kelp, three sea stars, one snail, 18 sea urchins.
What? 18 sea urchins in just one square? Strange indeed.
Yep, it's 18. Oh, wait, I see one more. Make it 19. Hey, look over there. That sea urchin is eating some sort of big sea snake.
That's not a sea snake. It's our air hose. Ah! Okay. I'm gonna get us out of here. Don't panic.
Panic? Who's panicking? Why should I panic? Oh, that's right. Maybe because we're losing our air?
Yeah!
Inez! Nat!
losing air.
Hold on, Earth, please. I'm coming for you.
Dish!
And back.
How's my hair? Do I need more wig gel? Should I buff my chin again?
No. You look great, boss. And action!
Hello, unwashed masses of clueless cyborgs. It is I, the hacker. You are all invited to the northern frontier, where for a mere 100 snowfoos, you will behold the cutest attraction that your pathetic, sentimental hearts can bear. You like the video on CyberTube, but you'll love seeing the real thing. Welcome to... What are you doing, you bag of bolts? Can't you see I'm making a commercial?
Sorry, boss. It's just they won't eat anything. I tried cat food, turnips, even little cheese sandwiches. What should I do?
I don't know. Look it up.
Oh, great idea, boss. Thanks.
The things an evil genius has to do to raise money to implement his evil schemes.
Huh. That might be a sea star, but I can't really be sure. Guys, I don't think we can compare what you found in the bay with this photo. It's too blurry.
Even if we could, the area in that photo is much bigger. It would be like comparing this cracker to a slice of bread.
Hey, that's for Petey.
So what do we do? Give up?
No way! We're not giving up.
She's right. It's like that old shanty me pa used to sing when we got down. It goes something like this. Ditto. For the kelp is home to fishies of all variety. And the birdies eat the fishies, that's the way it ought to be. But the urchins eat the kelp, and the kelp would cease to be if the urchins weren't to eat. Huh? Ooh, I always forget that last part.
Wait. Did you just say the urchins eat the kelp?
Urchins eat the kelp!
Ah! Aye, I did say that. Why?
Because there were too many urchins down there. You said so yourself.
Maybe that's why there's less kelp. Because all those urchins are eating it.
And the fish live in the kelp. So if their home is gone, they leave.
They leave. Ah!
And without fish, birds go hungry.
That's it then. Problem solved. Huh?
Not so fast, Matt. We need to find out why there are too many sea urchins.
Maybe the kelp in the bay is just really, really tasty.
Hmm. If only there was another bay, we could compare it with what we found in this one. It might give us a clue.
Another bay? Aye, there be two other bays. Delightful little bay and relaxing in-between bay. Last I checked, they looked pretty healthy to me.
Great! And this time, I'm doing the diving.
I'm doing the diving.
No, I am.
No, I am.
Now I remember. This is why I never came back here.
The data from Big Bay was colored blue. I'll make what we find from this bay green so we don't get confused.
Didge, when you get to the bottom, set this quadrat down and count whatever's inside.
No problemo. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Shining luck. Ah, now this is how I remember it. Hey, that sea urchin is eating those root-like thingies. That's why the kelp isn't attached to the rocks anymore. Okay, back to work. Let's see what we got here. Three kelp stalks. 6 sea stars, 5 snails, 4 sea urchins. Hey, let go. This isn't a toy. It's not a ball either. Hey, easy. Yikes! I'm getting seasick.
Okay, here's what we know. There was more kelp, more sea stars, more snails, more of every kind of species in Little Bay than in Big Bay. More everything except sea urchins.
And in Big Bay, less of everything except sea urchins. So the question is, why so many more sea urchins in Big Bay than in Little Bay?
'Cause it's got more room?
Could be, but maybe there's another reason.
Maybe I missed something. I might have, what with those sea otters acting up and...
Hey, sea otters?
Oh, yeah, I forgot to put down sea otters. There were 2 of them, tossing me around like I was a volleyball.
Okay, so 2 otters in our sample for Little Bay and no otters in our sample for Big Bay.
That's weird. When there are no otters, there are lots of sea urchins.
That's it, mateys. That's the last line of me shanty. Oh, the kelp is home to fishies of all variety. And the birdies eat the fishies, that's the way it ought to be. But the urchins eat the kelp, and the kelp would cease to be if the urchins weren't eaten by the playful otteries. Me pa took great care of the bays, but he weren't so good at rhyming.
That explains it. Otters eat sea urchins.
Who knew?
So no otters means tons of sea urchins. And sea urchins eat all the kelp.
And with the kelp gone, all the other animals go too.
So it's the otters that keep everything in the bay in balance by keeping the urchins under control.
We're getting closer. But why are all the otters missing from Big Bay? That's the question.
Otters missing! Otters missing!
Hacker! Hacker took all the sea otters? But why?
Hello, citizens of cyberspace! It is I, the Hacker! Once again, with great benevolence, I bestow upon you the next great distraction for your substandard minds, Otterworld! So come on down to Otterworld! And all this cuteness can be yours for a mere 100 snellfoons.
He stole the otter so he could put on a show?
Well, he's not gonna get away with this. Oh, stealing poor defenseless animals.
And ruining me beautiful bays.
We've got to get to the northern frontier, and fast.
Aye, mateys. Perhaps I can help you there. Besides the tin Lizzie, I've made me a few other things from stuff I found on the beach.
$298, $299. There are only 299 snow foos. The price is 100 snow foos per bottle. You owe me 1 snell foo.
Otters! Otters! I want to see the otters!
Enjoy the show!
Nice!
We have to come in low so Hacker doesn't see us.
Look! Otter World!
Disguise is on!
I'm taking her down.
Hey! Hey! This is not a parking lot!
We're not here for the show, mister.
We're delivering sea lions.
Sea lions?
Yeah! Someone named Mr., Hacker ordered them.
Okay, put them in the exhibit with the otters. And hurry! The show's about to start!
We're in!
Come on, otters! Come on, cutie pie! Into the tube!
Over here, guys! We're taking you home!
They don't want to come!
Didge, get the sea urchins!
Lunchtime!
If the otters really do like to eat sea urchins, this should get them into the tank. We were right!
They love to eat those sea urchins.
It's almost showtime. Let's see if they finish loading in those sea lions.
Oh. I don't have a good feeling about this, Buzzy.
The otters are gone. The boss ain't gonna be happy about this, Didi.
We gotta do something.
And now, what you've all been waiting for, the cutest thing you've ever beheld in your entire life. What?
We want our money back.
No, no refund.
Refund, 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 refund.
Never. Fine, how about a partial refund?
Now that the sea otters are back, there won't be so many sea urchins.
And the kelp should grow back again.
And the fish should come back too.
And little Petey will have something to eat. Hey, Petey's flying now.
Methinks she'll be just fine.
And I'll be back to see you every summer, Cap. Well, I'm waiting. Aren't you going to say... every summer, right?
Thank you.
Give me a hug.
Perfect. The keystone is in place.
Let's see if the whole thing holds together.
Yes, it works. Good job, guys.
You know, those sea otters are a lot like that keystone.
How so, Jax?
Well, without the otters, everything falls apart, right?
Hey, it's from Digit.
Dear Earthlies, greetings from Megabase. Good news! Now that the otters are back, Big Bay is back to normal. Oh, the captain says to say, hi, mateys. Ditto says hi, mateys, too. Stay right where you are. It's Cyber Chase for real.
Do you have a plan for camp activities?
Yes, I do. At 10 o'clock, a pie-eating contest, followed by a hot dog-eating contest at 11, and then at noon, the campers will eat lunch.
A morning of nothing but eating?
Well, from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, they'll go on a 50-mile hike.
Campers need a balanced program of healthy activities.
It's balanced. 3 hours of eating, 3 hours of hiking. Okay. They'll hike for an hour, and then they'll make bows and arrows and go hunting.
No weapons for 8-year-olds. You need another plan, and quick. When the campers arrive, you're in charge. I need to get my nature lesson ready.
I won again!
Harley's making us play games only he can win. We should tell the camp director.
Do you want us both to lose our jobs? Today's nature lesson is going to focus on the importance of maintaining balance in an ecosystem.
The sea otter population has rebounded since hunting them has been outlawed. Otters eat sea urchins. The urchins eat kelp. If there aren't enough otters, the urchins take over and they eat all the kelp.
I don't get it.
Well, to help you understand, I'm going to show you a game everyone can play. It's called Chomp, Nibble, Grow, Grow, Grow. The blue ones are otters, the red ones are urchins, and the green ones are kelp. Each otter eats an urchin. Chomp, each urchin eats kelp. Nibble, each remaining kelp grows by doubling. Each remaining urchin grows by doubling. Pairs of remaining otters grow by one more. This hoop represents the ecosystem they live in. Now, let's see what happens here. The otter eats the urchin, chomp. The urchins eat the kelp, nibble. The remaining kelp grows by doubling. The remaining urchins grow by doubling, and there's not another otter, so that one stays the same. So Lola, is this ecosystem working? So far, so good. What happens next?
So this otter will chomp this urchin. These two urchins will nibble these two kelp, and then the other urchin will be so hungry that it will die of hunger. These two urchins will grow, and there's no more kelp to eat.
Is this ecosystem in balance?
No.
Yes.
No.
Each team has limited time to toss the balls into the hoops. The goal is to create an ecosystem that can stay balanced for 3 rounds.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Oh. All right, and time. Come on back.
These two otters will eat these two urchins.
Urchin nibbles kelp.
Three more kelp will grow.
Urchin grows. Our ecosystem is balanced.
Two more otters came.
We won!
Our ecosystem is working too!
Yay! Yay!
What kind of game is this when both teams win?
It's the kind of game that restores balance to our camp ecosystem. Don't be a sore winner.